Welcome to the Being a Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Ricky Garroa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
We are back. Let's paint it black. I'm the host, judge, and referee, Pete. Joining me this week, as always, we got Brian over here.
What's up, y'all? Much love.
We got Lou over here.
What's up?
Just the three of us again. Things are calming down. We'll have guests back soon, but in the meantime...
Yeah, after next week, because you got a thing this week, right?
I'm going away.
Again!
Yeah! The intro was so nice. We played it twice.
That was on repeat for the VG Times 3.
For the VG Times 3.
For the music I play. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I'm going away this weekend, so feel free to have a guest host if you don't want to reschedule. I'm sure the bug will come on.
I know that this is like... red hot, you know, talk that you want to listen to, but we can do it again Monday if you would like.
Well, I don't get back till Tuesday.
I will. It's a Lou and Kat show.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll send you
the
guys
much some. Better show.
It's gonna be off the rails.
Yeah, realistically, I think it's the better version of the show.
A lot of talk about bots and sex.
Mm. Yeah, hot dogs and bots.
Actually, I don't know if it was real or not.
That's your like morning radio name.
I don't know if it was real or not, but I saw.
Welcome back to. Sex box and the hot dog. I don't know.
Why are you the hot dog? I know you like them.
Why am I the hot dog?
He always talks about hot dogs.
Wait, let me.
Do you want to be the hot dog?
No. Let me preface this by saying I don't want to be the hot dog. Why is one of us the hot dog?
I don't know, because that's like my thing.
Pick this number one topic of conversation.
Right. You talk about sex box, I talk about hot dogs.
Well, speaking of sex box, I did see something on Facebook. Don't know if it's real or not, but now they got them to talk to you and to like... have a warm genitals. I don't know if that's like a huge upgrade since I never fucked one of these things yet.
Do we have the option of turning off the former?
Yeah, right.
I mean, when they say talk, I imagine they're just like pull my hair and like fuck me in my ass, not like, oh, did you do the chores? Like,
Lou's wife this week put something to the Facebook that was poking around. I was like, oh, we got a notification, hit it. Sitting there next to my girlfriend, she's like, why are you receiving stories on Facebook about sex robots? Like, that's a long story.
I think that she tagged me in that.
Probably. She might have, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Not 100%, but maybe that's the story
that's
I was reading.
That's the thing. Is she's like, oh, Brian would like this.
Yeah, it's kind of your thing.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, I'm just progressive, man. Like, a sex bot cures a lot of problems for just a male of our age, you know?
No VD?
I mean, you got to clean it out. There might be
VD. You got to clean it.
Yeah.
But it's all your own. Stuff,
and then you have a party. You never know.
Yeah, right. That's true. You leave that out in a public area.
Yeah, right. I mean, look what happened to the Duke lacrosse team, man. They just trained that chick. Actually, no. I think
They got off because they didn't do it.
But I'm sure they had trained other girls in the past.
But it's not outside the. I don't know enough about it to comment.
I mean, it's the Duke lacrosse team. Why do you think they play lacrosse for to fucking train girls? Why else would you play that lame-o sport?
Why else would you play lacrosse?
Yeah, it's a sport with no future.
Yep. Good point. Mm-hmm. Can't argue that. Is lacrosse big elsewhere? Because it's big here.
I have this argument with my two friends that play lacrosse in high school, and they talk about how big it is. And then I looked at the Major League Lacrosse like attendance. There's like high schools in our area that get more attendance to their games than the Major League Lacrosse guys do.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know. Write in. Let us know.
It's under like 8,000 people.
Probably.
No, definitely.
It's definitely for sure.
Yeah, I looked it up, and they were like, you're crazy. That's like, you're crazy, guy. Who the fuck wants to watch any type of lacrosse?
Yeah, definitely not. Mm-mm. It's a boring-ass game to watch, too.
I'm sure it's fun to play, but, like, again, it's like...
Well, when I think high school, I just think dudes walking down the hallway with lacrosse sticks all the time. Like, you saw that them, like, constantly spinning them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's everywhere.
The only thing I like about lacrosse is that it's pretty much like ruthless, where you could just kind of foul like as much as you want. At least is my understanding of the game.
That's all I know about it. It's got a stick and you hit people.
Or actually, you know, I've never really watched a lacrosse game. This is all I've been told by like the lacrosse players. Like, you know how rugby players try to act more tough, but like, we don't wear pads, blah, blah, blah. Lacrosse players are like, well, our sport's kind of gay, so we can fight.
Right.
But who really ever saw them fight?
Well, whoever saw a lacrosse game.
That's what I'm trying to make my point.
Yeah. At least in hockey, people go see it.
Hockey is the most real sport you can get. That's the only sport where you could straight up fisticuff somebody for an and it's a 5-minute penalty, man.
Right. Yeah, that's a game with sticks and fights, not for homos.
Yeah, they crippled the guy, man. Todd Bertuzzi crippled some fucking poor guy in Colorado. He just got suspended for 30 games or 60 games or something like that.
That's a recent thing?
the last 10 years. Yeah. When I say cripple him, I mean he was skating behind him, took his gloves off, and sucker punched him from behind, knocked him out cold, and then jumped on him, breaking his neck.
Jesus Christ.
Shit. Yeah.
He bison stomped him?
When I say like jumped on him, meaning like he fell on his back.
Oh, okay.
Not like...
He didn't actually like...
Two skates in the back of his shoulder blades. No, no, no.
He didn't give him like a frog splash or nothing.
No, but can you imagine sweet chin music on the ice?
With the skates.
Mm-hmm. Just kill. It would kill shots.
Oh, yeah. Chop a head off like that. Like that Will Ferrell movie.
I'm going to watch some hockey, man, I think. Hockey's is, you know, primal.
Switching gears here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enough of that. How was... Well, let's start the game official. Hit that music.
Well, you usually do the... All right. Yeah.
Well, I'll give the spiel. There we go. At this point, we will start scoring this thing. Funny points, of course, get a point. Unfunny shit gets a dong. Play some games. Crown a winner. Who won last time?
The bug.
The bug.
The bug won. Mm-hmm. Fucking bug. yeah, so we don't have any drinks to
at all
salute with, so give me both of them. Stiff thumbs up.
Just good game, fellow. Good game.
A handshake?
Yes.
Here.
Cheerio. Yes.
Now I'll segue into it. How was everyone's week? Any stories?
Yeah. My grandfather finally kicked the bucket this week.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. I want to. I know that you've. This music's got to stop before I continue.
Yeah. This is not the music to lead into the story.
Okay, 6, 5.
You can just hit stop.
No, it has to play.
It's tradition.
It's tradition at this point. I know that you've both had like, I don't know about Lou, but I know Pete, you've had people in your family die before, but like, I've never seen someone like literally die in front of me. Like he didn't die when I was there, but he was like,
you watched him
deteriorate and die, and like he like for a whole week he didn't move.
Yeah,
like I'll never be the same again. Like that, it was the most horrific thing I've ever had to go through.
That's a terrible thing.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, life goes on, and man, like, what can you do?
Mm. You know, give my love to the family.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
It's a sad week for podcasters because you know Shane and Jared, their father died.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh, sorry to hear that.
I haven't listened to the episode, but that was the title of Big Papa's last episode. Is like something along those lines. I read the description, so
It's not his last episode though, right?
His the one that came out today.
Most recent, he says.
The one that came out today.
What I meant to say was it's not his last episode.
No.
I've been behind
this last episode.
I just been behind because I had to do so many things the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but I just want to throw some love out to the Housers while we're at it.
Yeah, much love, Jared and Shane.
And Lou, how was your week?
Yeah, it was a week.
Eventful.
What can I say?
Hot dogs.
No, not enough. Not enough hot dogs.
Shaq soda.
No, but I did avoid one.
You spotted it
now
in advance?
Now I can see it. Yeah.
What's the trick?
Thick-ass label.
Yeah. The labels, I guess they don't always go on just perfectly straight, so you got to look.
Gotcha. Like a misprint.
And there's like a almost invisible seam, you know? Look for the seam.
Look for
Shaq will get you.
Sneaky bastard.
Yeah, a motherfucker.
The election's tomorrow, man.
Finally.
Yeah. So who are you two voting for?
What do you think? Who have I talked shit about the most?
Okay.
Not that one.
Well.
Right.
I think I'm going to have to audible at the end. Man. I think I'm going to vote for Trump, man.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, for one.
The same dude.
Who, me? Thank you.
He had me a pussy grabbing.
Right. Right.
Thank you. I actually very I'm happy that you think that I'm that
rich
awesome.
Guy who I don't know, who thinks he's way fancier than he is.
Yeah, man. So he's my people. Yeah. No, but like a lot of stuff that Hillary was talking about was like taxing a lot of stuff, and especially inheritance, which you know I'm about to.
That's kind of your thing right now.
Well, yeah, I'm about to.
I think you can squeeze in before the deadline, though.
Yeah, but you know that's not the only inheritance I'm ever going to get. So like, you know, we already get taxed 2 times in our life, you know, worth our money. A third time now, they want to, they want to take away all inheritance. So like, whatever you accomplish in your life, which is not going to be much, Lou. But you're not going to be able to give it to Killian. I mean, what if Courtney really does well? You know?
I hear you.
But you know, it's like kind of fucked up that you can't because the government already taxes you on the inheritance anyway. You know, like then
you look who you're talking to here. You're not swaying us with this argument. Brian. This is a purely Brian concern. It's just
dropping the bucket to Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
he's like, that thing I was counting on is in danger.
Yeah.
Well, two. I also do believe that like we should. We shouldn't just have an undefended border, man. It's like, it is kind of stupid.
Yeah, but he's the not way gonna he's do talking about it.
He's not doing shit. Everything he said about that is a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, but
he's
like,
gonna bankrupt this country.
Now instead of talking about how, now you two are obviously gonna go Hillary. Instead of talking bad about him, what do you like about her?
She's not him.
No, yeah,
like, that's not what
that's
I.
That's the number.
That's not what I asked you.
No, because I've listened to her policies are all very middle of the road. Not much change, and you know that is what it is. His policies are everything that I've ever cared about. They're against it. He's getting rid of every kind of global climate change initiative. He wants to privatize the highways. So yeah,
the highways are already privatized, pretty much.
Well, he wants to get toll roads going for all major highways and shit.
I-95 is a toll road, man.
I'm not talking about I-95. Let me...
All right. Oh, whatever. All right.
This is hot election talk. By the time this airs, it's over. So let's...
It's going to air tonight.
Oh, you're putting it up tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Well, by the time people listen to it, it's over. Or it's in the process of ending.
Okay, so.
Plus, I don't trust any guy who's like, has to take time out at 4 a.m. to call a woman a two because of a slight infraction on his personality. I don't want that guy in charge of the army. That scares me.
Okay, but I didn't ask you anything about him. I asked you, what would you like about her?
She's not him.
I view her current
every platform she has is just an extension of Obama at this point, and I like Obama. I would like more of that, please.
Okay.
I would vote for Obama again if I could.
All right.
We good with that? I saw Doctor Strange yesterday.
Oh, well, I'm going to see that tomorrow.
I liked it.
I have off from work for the election. Once every 4 years, hers closes.
They close for the election?
Yeah, so I'm going to go out in the morning, vote, and then just go see Doctor Strange.
It's a good time. It's a little long.
How long is it we're talking?
2 hours and change.
Worth? Is it like 2 hours and change where you're like, okay, man, that was all good, or there was like, okay, there's a huge chunk of it.
It doesn't drag at all, but I'm going to make a recommendation for you, knowing you. Mm-hmm. Bring like an edible thing.
Get high?
Because this movie is trippy as fuck. Like, every effect is like an M.C. Escher painting on crack. Everything's always moving. It's really cool.
It's like a Tool video.
No. Depressing. It's not depressing like that. Right. Not everything's rotting.
Right.
I hated Tool, man. Tool is not my shit.
They had good songs, but it was like one per album. Like, come on, guys.
I had nothing to do with the music. I hated their videos. The videos disturbed me so much that I was like, I hate them. I don't like them at all. And then it was cool to like them when we were like 20.
Right.
Like,
was it?
Well, people who were douchey, they definitely thought it was cool.
Yeah. People who were a little too into it wouldn't shut up about that.
Yeah, that guy's a douchebag.
Like, Maynard, did you know that he wrote? Like, shut the fuck. Who cares what he did?
And they came out with that fucking album where it had like a 3D specs attached to it. And you could look through and then it's like, oh, that looks... There's a whole other dimension. It was just dumb. It's fucking stupid. You look like an asshole looking at this stupid book.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
It was like the most recent one.
I fell off of that train a long time. I don't think I ever got on that train, to be honest.
That album is 90% white noise.
Yeah.
White noise.
I'm not exaggerating. It's just like noise. Like, I don't know, like shit dropping in the studio or something.
Also, what fucking the Cubs, man? 108 years, bro. Their parade was the seventh largest gathering in mankind.
Next to what?
The six other larger ones. I don't know. Right. Fucking the Crusades. But it was pretty insane, man.
It's that exciting, I guess. Huh? Like, I mean for the rest of the country outside of Chicago.
It's something that, you know, like you just thought they would never win or, you know, persevere. Like 108 years is like, you know, who on this planet saw that shit? Nobody. Like, you know, like a handful of people who are still like, you know, they're all fucked up.
Yeah, are there people still alive that have seen it?
I'm sure, yeah, there was some Jewish guy in the paper, turned 115, so like, yeah, he was like seven.
Oh, he was just holding out.
Yeah. I don't think he's from New York, so I don't think he gave a shit. But and he's already seen it. Who cares? You know, he remembered that probably.
Been there, done that.
Man, I remember that shit. But they could finally update their photo of like the last time they won. They had like the picture of the guy, you know, the Cubs win the World Series, the paper, and then like the guy, you know, he had like a fancy mustache, and he was pouring sarsaparilla and like shit, shit that they had not served in like 80 years.
Right in the background of the photo are some cattle rustlers.
Right. Well, this is pre like. Was prohibition, dude. Yeah. Like, this is fucking...
I imagine it looks like one of those old-timey photos that you take.
Oh, corn cob hats? This is probably pre that. This is pre-Titanic, bro.
Right.
Like, I don't know what was really going on in 1908, so...
Probably nothing good.
World War One was just, you know, picking up steam.
That's what I mean. Things were about to get real bad for a while.
Actually, yeah. Even World War One was like 7 years after the fact. It's like that World War I's like the middle of the next decade. What the fuck was even went on that? It was like Teddy Roosevelt was in the White House, I think.
Was he people doing the Charleston all fucking day, I guess.
No, man, this is pre-Charleston.
American imperialism?
This is like the fucking, what was that? The steam engine had just been made, and finally you can go up the Mississippi as well as down. Yeah.
Things never look brighter.
Yeah. Edison just invented a light bulb.
Tesla, jealous.
Well, literally, those people were alive doing that shit in that time frame. That's how old, you know, that's how long ago it was.
Oh, man, if only they knew all that shit that was coming their way. They were right around the corner from World War One and the Great Depression.
Right.
Well, just, I guess they got the Roaring Twenties.
The Great Depression was like almost 20-something years
after. Yeah, but it's all their lifetimes.
True.
They lived through some shit.
Yeah. But the all, you know, it's kind of crazy. You went from cobblestone streets to like... airplanes, you know, like if you were born 1900, you if you lived like a long life, you saw people go on the moon. You know, like that's crazy.
That's true, but like the airplane shit, you had no way of knowing that for years that even happened.
What, the airplane?
Like the Wright brothers shit?
Oh no, they had the radio.
Did they?
Well, I know Abraham Lincoln was selling telegraphs, so like.
The telegraphs are different than radio.
That's also 60 years previous to this, you know? Like, I think they had radio at that
Can
point.
We all just admit we have no idea what was happening in 1908?
The Cubs won. That's the only thing I know for a fact. And sarsaparilla was a popular drink at the time.
It was plentiful. We were silly with sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla makers were absolute fucking...
it was the salad days of sarsaparilla.
Yeah, they were money, hand over fist, real good for sarsaparilla. And then, you know, the Cubs won and cursed everybody, and that ended that.
Then the Dark Ages began.
Coca-Cola came.
Prohibition.
Yeah.
All that horribleness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
How old is Coca-Cola, you think?
Well, I know Ty Cobb invested in it, so, like, you're going, like, you know, 19... Same era, like, probably 1915, 1910, something like that.
Just curious.
I only know that because of the movie, and he was, like, all fucking... He's like, I invested in Coca-Cola and a little company called Ford, and, like...
Oh, they did that? I hate that shit.
Well, that was the only redeeming quality, man. He's a good businessman. He's a screaming racist otherwise.
I'm talking about in movies where, like, it takes place in an era and they have to comment on something to, like, wink at the audience about it.
No. It takes place well after the fact. He was, the man himself, was saying that he invested in all these things.
Okay.
And he, like, how smart he was.
It's not like when you watch a movie that's set in the 80s and they're like, I don't know, a phone in your pocket? That'll never catch on.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like that. This was like him on his like last leg, and he was talking about all of his investments that he had.
All his good shit.
Yeah.
Isn't his reputation, though? He's just a tremendous asshole.
He killed a man in an alley, bro, in the movie.
Did he really?
Yeah, he fucking mad, man. He fucking just, you know, hated blacks. Just, yeah, man. Guy lived a great life. You can kill a man in the street and just call a black guy, you know, the N-bomb. It's really...
Those were the days.
Yeah. That's what they were talking about in that song.
Right.
That's what they grew up with, at least.
It was all sunshine and lollipops for those days.
Yeah.
Now I'm just hearing that song in my head.
Yeah. Where's Mikey when you need him?
Yes.
He did a good version of that.
Do we have the clip of you doing it?
Me?
I thought it was you.
No, it was Mikey.
Those were the days.
No, wasn't that you?
I thought that was
Mikey.
Do you have it?
I think that was you.
We'll play that clip. I think it was Mikey.
Those were the days.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does that voice, though. Like, that's one of his, like, his wheelhouse voices.
Yeah, but his is shriller.
Yeah. True.
He leans right into that impression. His Edith Bunker. It's hard to be in a small room with.
That's where Nate Edith. Forgot that. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Want to do some news stories?
All right, Painted Blackjacks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news! When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside,
All right, first story comes to us from Canada. Story of a romantic. This guy's girlfriend worked in a Walmart in Charlton.
Charlton, Canada?
Canada. I don't know what PEI-APEI stands for.
Wait, what?
They have
the Providence of what?
Providence of, I don't know.
I don't know. Saskatchewan?
I'm bad with my provinces.
Alberta?
Let's go with that.
All right, Providence, Alberta.
So up in Alberta. Mm-hmm. This guy's girlfriend worked in a Walmart, and he wanted her to have the day off. So he did the logical thing, called in a bomb threat.
Oh, well, yeah. Does that even close the store?
Yep.
Close Walmart, you think?
Close Walmart for several hours as bomb squads swarmed the area.
So there was like a dispersing of ugly people just all of a sudden.
It's just mongoloids emerging into the daylight.
Oh, my God.
What do those look like in Canada? Because I know it...
Picture ugly people, but with hockey sticks and shit.
Yeah. Just like our ugly people, but colder.
Maybe with like lumberjack, like the t-shirt, the brawny man t-shirt. But basically ugly brawny man just walking out.
Gotcha. Lumbering out, oddly enough.
Picture the brawny man. Why are Canadians ugly? Oh, Walmart, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was like, I think there's a lot of hot ones like Pamela Anderson, but I'm just talking about Walmart. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Think of Rocky Dennis in a lumberjack outfit walking out of a Walmart.
Got it.
All right.
I mean, you could go to the most beautiful places in the world. Mm-hmm. I bet you the Walmarts in Brazil have the ugliest flat-butted people.
Pancaked ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. So what was the story?
So anyway, he called this bomb threat in to the Walmart, and they evacuated it for about 6 hours while RCMP explosives units responded, causing the company to lose $100,000 in sales.
Dang.
All because he wanted for her to have a day off, and guess what? He got caught.
How did he get caught?
I'm not sure, but I do know that he was ordered to pay $89,000 to the company.
That's $11,000 his way.
He's Canadian, so he probably turned himself in.
Oh, yeah.
He felt too bad. Too much guilt.
It also...
I had to come clean, eh?
Yeah.
For such a nice gesture, though, it really ended bad for him because she broke up with him, too.
Oof. Because he did that, or just he was coming?
It just says... the court heard the relationship has since ended. I imagine this might have something to do with it.
At least fuck him.
Or maybe this sentence. He was also using drugs and drinking.
That explains the bomb threat.
Yeah. He was not in a good place, clearly.
Well, yeah, man. She was working. First of all, what does she look like? She's working at Walmart.
I don't have mugshots or nothing here. Just a big picture of a Walmart on this story.
Because I mean, like, the Walmart workforce is like...
fucked up.
Oh, elderly people who just want to get out of the house.
And people who are unemployable elsewhere.
Disability. Yeah. They love high end disabled.
Yeah, she got one titty and a club foot.
You ever see Tatachi?
And she still thought she was better than
us. She's still a Walmart 8.
Right.
They basically look like extras in trauma movies.
Right, yeah. Like somebody fell into some sludge. Yeah. One of their eyes got all wonky. All right, that's that story. Moving on. All right, this is a New York story. This is a local guy. Just waiting for it to load. But I know this one takes place in the city. More specifically, the East Village. Dude was flying his drone. Drone broke down, landed on the roof. He was up on his roof, flying his drone.
Okay.
Landed on the roof below. So.
He had a second roof? Below him?
Like, I guess it's one of those where the building kind of drops down and the next roof begins.
Is he like really high up?
He was pretty high, according to this story. It doesn't say exactly where he was. It just says his drone got stranded on the roof next door. So he decided to do what any good cartoon character would do and form a rope out of improvised curtains and torn cloth.
Oh, God, that's a mistake.
Mm.
He doesn't sound like a guy who ties good knots either.
No.
It's the old bunny ears.
Like, what's that stupid rhyme?
Oh, was it? I don't remember the rhyme, but it's like through the hole, whatever.
Yeah. So he tried to rappel down and
died.
Didn't work. He only fell about 3 stories, but enough to land himself in the hospital.
Oh my God! He probably got pile dry so hard.
He's in critical condition.
How do you land? Did you do this thing?
Not real. Doesn't say here, but I'm guessing on the neck.
Oh, like Owen Hart.
He went down critical condition.
Like Owen Hart.
He blue blazed it.
Yeah. They call that blue blazing. That guy went down like a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to release that footage?
Never. They burned that footage. Actually, right? It plays in replay in McMahon's office. He loves it.
Like, there's got to be some guy who recorded that event. Like, that.
This is 1998.
On VHS.
1998? So, like, or maybe, yeah, it was 1998. So, like, this is, like, pre-everyone having a cell phone. But imagine that happened now. Oh, my God. It'd
be everywhere.
Everyone's Facebook be lighting up figure, likes.
Like, it's going to happen eventually.
You think Vince McMahon has a tape of that he just, he watches it while watching, like, on one screen, he's watching a Montreal Screwjob, and on the other one, he's just watching Owen Hart drop through his doom?
No, when you walk into the headquarters in his office, there's a huge screen behind, like, a projector screen where he just keeps replaying that. And he doesn't mention it, and you can't ask it about it.
Right.
If you ask about it, he yells at you and he's get out of here.
No, that's how you end up in TNA.
Yeah, it's just ask any of those guys. How'd you end up there, Matt? Matt and Jeff Hardy. Just ask about the Owen Hart video. Like, yeah, I was right? Like, what's the deal, McMahon?
It's like a whole wall. He projects that thing.
Like, why are you playing his death over and over? Get out of here, Hardy boys. You're fired.
And he does it like that. The whole yarr. Why?
Did you, I know that you don't really pay attention to wrestling at all, but on TNA, it's terrible, right? But the Hardy Boys have this new character where Matt Hardy's broken.
Broken Matt Hardy. And what's the other one? It's a,
Brother Nero.
Yeah.
And, like, he lost his mind, and, like, he just has this character where he mispronounces all these words, and, like, he's just out of his mind, and it's, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen, maybe.
They give him mad scientist hair.
Yeah, his hair looks fried.
I saw the one thing, the final deletion.
Yeah.
And it was the most bonkers thing I've ever seen in my life. Who knew that Matt Hardy had an army of drones with holograms shooting out of them of his face?
Yeah.
That he used to intimidate Jeff Hardy, who's manicuring his lawn to look like his dumbass facial hair. It's bananas.
And it's called the Final Solution?
Final Deletion.
He does, but no, but
the Final Solution.
I was like, wow, that's rough.
But Lou, he does go, delete, right. delete the Jews.
All right, next story from California. Car crashed through a barricade and plunged into San Diego Bay on Wednesday. Locals told police that the car looked like the person was trying to back into a spot and accidentally hit the gas, sending it flying into the bay.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yep. Lady driver.
Naturally. Agent?
Right.
Doesn't say if agent or not, but let's just make assumptions. Went flying into the water and was saved, 56-year-old woman, was saved by a passing boat.
Like a tugboat?
I
don't know why it got to be tugboat, but yeah, a boat.
It's funnier if it's a tugboat.
A rowboat.
Just a dinghy. You got a guy in a kayak.
So she survived?
She was late for work, and I guess in a hurry to get into that parking spot and just overshot. She's okay. Minor injuries, declined medical help, but the car's donezo.
You don't decline medical help at that age.
You don't decline medical help when you drive into the ocean, bro. Like,
I mean, that lady, she's going to be fucking crippled in a year.
Well, yeah,
12 months.
She's driving off of piers, Lou.
I'm just talking.
That's not like a long lifespan type of
her injuries.
Thing. Yeah.
She's done for. She's foot in the grave.
She don't even know it.
One foot on the grave and the other one on some marbles.
They should definitely take her license away for sure. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
At that point, you're seafaring at that point, bro. Yeah. Like,
at that point, you got to question how she got one in the first place.
Yeah, she fell in the water and she's like, this shit's not seaworthy.
Yeah. Like, parking. It's driving 101.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two pedals.
My, all right, yeah, go. I'm sorry. I was going to say, my mom drives with 2 feet like an idiot.
Your mom's the weirdest driver ever.
Awful driver.
She's still afraid of bridges and highways?
But I found out that's a thing. People are, like, some people can't cross bridges. Like, they just, they get all fucking scared of it, you know?
Yeah. What about highways? When I worked with your mother,
she don't drive on highways.
It took her 45 minutes to get like 2 miles because she had to take the scenic route.
Yeah, she would get she'd drive from Hot Pog to Babylon, and she would go like up 347, and like it was basically all local roads, just regular.
Yeah, road. But local references explain that's 20 minutes.
And that's why I stopped trying to go the actual whole route because like who the fuck's gonna know what I'm talking about?
We'll just say she took an hour to go 20 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was rough.
Terrible driving.
That sounds miserable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's switch gears to San Antonio, Texas, where a cop lost his job. After bragging about this act, he said he put feces between two slices of bread in a styrofoam container and gave it to a sleeping homeless man.
He gave him Frank Reynolds.
No.
Made him eat a shit sandwich.
Made him eat a shit sandwich? I forgot about that.
So why would he get fired for that? That's just good fun.
Is it good fun?
Yeah. Well, what, I mean, you think you should get in trouble and lose your job if you gave someone a shit sandwich?
Well, I'm on the job. Which, in my job title, it includes the word serve and protect.
Let's just say that...
serve the turd sandwich?
He served him a shit sandwich.
And he protected his rights to eat it, you know?
Well, who's blindly biting into sandwiches?
Homeless people. Starving homeless people.
I guess.
First of all, I want to say that I encounter homeless people every day, Pete. They're not starving. They're starving for drugs.
Okay.
Or alcohol.
I've definitely tried to be nice to homeless people and give them food. And they'd be like, oh, mayonnaise.
It's fuck that.
It's like, fuck you, man. Just
literally, beggars cannot be choosers, you right. fucking homeless piece of shit.
Yeah.
You street rat.
You went Aladdin on him.
Yeah, man. Right.
I would never. I mean, like, I know I have no regard for the homeless because I encounter them so often, and none of them are ever asking for food.
Here's what the mayor of San Antonio said: firing this officer was the right thing to do. His actions were a betrayal of every value we have in our community, and he is not representative of our great police force.
I don't.
That's because
that.
The
Tennessee.
San Antonio, Texas.
That's
because the homeless person that he gave the sandwich to was Mexican, and you can't feed them at all in San Antonio.
There's signs everywhere.
Right. Fuck the Mexicans.
Man. Yeah, do not feed the Mexicans.
They've already started building that wall Trump is talking about.
They started like 20 years ago.
Yeah. They're not good wall builders, but, you know, they started.
It's still more of a fence than anything.
It's mostly just them riding on ATVs and shit, right?
Yeah.
It's more of an excuse for them to go out to the desert and drink beer and ride mopeds.
It's like a Mountain Dew commercial, really.
Wasting their fucking lives.
Bro, man, you ever hit a hill with an ATV? Neither have I, man. You know, sounds like it could be fun if you were into that type of thing.
They're probably just sitting there, not even doing it up. No wheelies, nothing.
Yo, would you get a job at the wall if the wall had turrets?
They would never give Lou a job at the wall.
Right.
He's Hispanic.
Enemy number one.
The whole...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
They'd throw him down the other side of the wall.
But I could be like... They'd think it'd be safe to come to me, and then I'd get the most kills.
Maybe.
You know,
until, look, until you can't
I'm
talk.
The Uncle Tom of Hispanics.
Yeah.
Until you couldn't talk Spanish to them.
It would be like a pre-recorded message.
Donde está la wall?
The wall.
They just blast episodes of Narcos over the loudspeaker.
I mean, I don't know. You could just do like a whole bunch of hate speech, too. I think that might deter him from the wall. You start playing like old Hitler speeches. I'd be like, that country's crazy, bro. Just
goose step along the top of it.
Just get a steam whistle.
Poop, poop.
No, I'm... Oh.
All right.
That went dark.
Once Hitler gets involved, it always gets dark.
Let's do a story out of Rock Hill, South Carolina, where a dude was, for some reason, I don't have the reason here, but this guy was desperate to get arrested.
Yeah?
His name is John Dargan Barron, 69-year-old man, called 911.
That is not a
Dargan Barron.
Yeah.
John Dargan Barron.
Fucking Baron. Swedish or something?
It's actually really hard to say. John Dargan Barron.
Dargan Barron must be Swedish for dummy.
Yeah.
It's two words. It's a middle and last.
Oh, so he kept both his maiden.
John Barron. We'll call him Barron. He called 911 after 11 p.m. Wednesday, asking dispatcher the important question of how many legs does an octopus have? Officer showed up to his house, and they found him drunk and told him, don't call 911 again. He waited 30 minutes. And again, here's the question. Is the Russian alphabet the same as the English alphabet?
No, they got backwards R's.
They got funny-looking R's.
Yeah, like Toys R Us.
They should have, it's like a double K almost.
Right.
They should have just been like, any question you have, just type it into Google, guy. Like,
well, this guy was up to something. They showed up to his house. He was clearly drunk and not wearing pants.
Oh, yeah. Pants got to come off if you're drunk.
Yeah. That's step one.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got verbally abusive towards the cops and started fighting him. Being clearly physically able to do so, it says. Then, when they got him to police headquarters, he claimed that he couldn't get himself out of the car and he was stuck in the back seat. He wasn't. This guy was just pulling out all the stops to be as much of an inconvenience as possible.
So what kind of trouble do you get for that?
Arrested.
No, but like, yeah. But like, what kind of more trouble do you get for that? Like, they let you out the next day?
I don't know. Do you get like a drunken disorderly abusing a 911 service?
I clearly don't know, Pete. That's why I'm asking
you. I don't know either. I don't have that information here. Some of these stories are a little lean on some of the finer details.
I think they just give you like a what do they call that, a blanket party. Fucking bash you over the head.
You're not a child molester. You're a fucking idiot. Like,
well, I mean, this guy was just asking for it, right?
I know if you're a child molester, they give you the old blanket party to give you the fucking beat down.
As they should.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're a chimo? I mean, innocent to prove guilty, I guess, but bah, it's giving the old fucking beat down.
Man, if you're a chimo, they should get four of those police horses and...
Drawn clomp you out, bro. Like, oh, that's a nice gate right there. All of his head.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of trouble you get in for that silly horse shit, but I don't know.
That silly horse shit.
People get shot for less.
All right.
Let's do one I titled. I never thought I'd type these two words together. The story I typed out as Butterfly Hitler. All right, this is from Australia.
You mean, what you mean, Austria?
Funny enough, actually Australia. So, there is a tree by a man's yard in Australia, in Queensland, Lockyer Valley, with a rare occurrence going on where thousands of butterflies have settled into this tree, causing people to stop on the way driving and take photos and really just admire this beautiful sight, very colorful. Unfortunately, the guy whose house it was by, all these people were bugging his dog. So he went outside and just poisoned the shit out of that tree.
Wow. That's a good dog owner.
Butterfly carcasses everywhere.
Who forgot to feed the butterflies?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Here's some Cyclone B butterflies. Fuck you, motherfucker.
People are pissed. As you can imagine, because people get pissed over butterflies.
Yeah, those are the butterfly enthusiasts. I'm sure you're going to get a little slap on the wrist with that.
Like, right.
Who fucking cares?
Let's see if I can find where he got in trouble. Nah, it doesn't say what he's facing. Just a lot of angry people.
Just, I don't know.
Because his dog was barking.
Just sour notes, I think that's it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing a lot of just, like, disapproving head shakes.
Stern look. That's about
you,
it.
You killed all the butterflies. Like, You know those bitches just started hurricanes, right? We're going to have a monster one here. You all should thank me.
Yeah, just as Jeff Goldblum warned us once in that movie.
What movie?
Jurassic Park. Oh, Chaos Theory.
Chaos Theory. Who even knows what that guy's talking about ever? You get that Jude out a little bit. You're just like,
It's not even Jude out. It's just like a stammering weirdo talking at you.
Yeah, but he does it like with like a really Jewish way about him.
Yeah.
He's really Jewy to me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, it's like Larry David. Yeah, you know.
He's definitely got a Jewy vibe, but he's not the guy I think of when I think of, like, Jewy guy.
Dave, what's that guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, like, what's his face? I'm blanking on it. Larry David.
Larry David, yeah.
Or a Woody Allen.
I hate Woody Allen, man. I never got, like, people say he's hilarious. I never seen it.
I liked, not many of his movies.
I don't like any of them.
Like Annie Hall I like, but that's the only one that's...
Nah, man. It's just not my thing.
Isn't that guy like a boy toucher?
No. He's just a kid toucher.
Oh.
Married is like adopted daughter.
All the children he touched were girls, Lou.
Bro, he was hetero.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He was pounding that tight Asian vag, all right?
Ugh. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, but it's with his little penis. Like, it's really got hit.
Right.
What kills me about his movies is they're all about a neurotic Jew who gets with gorgeous women. And it's like, yeah, I see what you're doing.
Was he a rich neurotic Jew?
Not even always.
That's
what I mean. He writes himself reaching.
That's what I hate about Adam Sandler movies.
I agree.
It's completely. Always about him getting with some hot chick.
And punching out some big dude. And
yeah. Or like just hollering like a fucking just oaf. A fucking oaf, that guy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You guys are hating, man. Somebody that guy's awesome.
If I could wipe anybody from existence, it'd either be, I wouldn't be sure, him or Nicolas Cage.
All right, Adolf Figueroa.
Nicolas Cage at least made some redeeming movies.
Which ones?
I like The National Treasure.
That was good.
Movie. The first one, anyway.
Watch them again.
I have watched multiple times.
What about Face?
I believe that.
Off.
I'm afraid to watch that because I feel like it's going to ruin it.
Oh, it's bananas.
Like, because I went back and watched The Rock.
I love
great
The Rock.
Movie.
It's a great movie except for
Con Air.
He very nearly completely ruins the movie.
Kick Ass.
I love Kick him in Kick Ass.
He's absurd.
That's his whole character, though.
He's basically just playing Adam West in that thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Con Air's funny. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie.
I love that he was put in jail because he's military. His whole body is registered as a lethal weapon.
Fuck yeah. And I love his balding mullet. It was crazy.
He takes a bullet in the arm and doesn't stop marching towards...
Put the bunny down.
Yeah, it's going straight for John Malkovich, who gets killed 4 times in a row.
Cyrus.
Cyrus the Virus.
All right. So
I want to watch Con Air now.
Con Air is pretty badass, Lou.
Fucking A.
Quit hating on Adam Sandler, man.
No, keep hating Adam Sandler, but leave Nicolas Cage alone.
No, I won't.
He's
a piece of shit.
To be actually true, he hasn't made a good movie in like 20 years. What? Oh, Raising Arizona.
Awesome flick.
That was like his first
Fast movie. Times at Ridgemont High, even though he was a bit part, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I didn't even know
he was. Oh, Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Great movie, man. Just hate him.
Whatever.
He's just not good anymore.
He's bad. He's real bad.
Who are your favorite actors? Like, who, I guess I want to know.
Daniel Day-Lewis he's a grand slam every time.
Yeah, but no.
You couldn't pick him out of a lineup, though.
Bro.
No, totally. You could pick him
that,
out.
Well, that movie with the
oil. Gangs of New York?
Gangs of New York was great.
Amazing.
Okay, but Abraham Lincoln, that was a fucking boring movie, dude.
Like, Z Factory.
What was the other movie he did with the oil?
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be
Blood.
That's
fucking another boring ass movie.
I actually like that one.
My Left Shoe. Boring.
I never saw that one.
My Left Foot, I'm sorry.
My Left Foot.
No, because there's a Tom Hanks movie was called My Red Shoe or something like that. I got confused. But yeah, in that movie, bro, he's an artist that can't move anything but his left foot. Really interesting movie, bro. fucking, he paints foot paintings for about 3 hours.
At least he's good at all his fucking movies.
We had to read that book in high school at one point, or at least like excerpts from it, and I could never bring myself to ever care about that story.
Oh my God, it was so boring, Lou. Daniel Day-Lewis. At least, Nicolas Cage just has a redeeming quality of it being retarded.
Which movie of his does he, is he like a priest and he does like a weird dance?
Who
he
are
starts
we?
Like twerk.
Last of the Mohicans, bro? Like,
Nicolas Cage.
We're on Nicolas Cage now.
Yeah. Which one of those, which movie was
he's
that?
He's a priest?
Yeah, he walks, I seen the clip online.
You probably are talking mostly about his second
and there's career. There's like a choir going. And he's just kind of like snapping his fingers, like just being a general asshole. And then he starts like twerking and spinning his head around.
I have no idea.
The choir, dressed as a priest. And then he goes up and like cups one of the choir girls' asses.
See, I think Lou is really talking about his second career and mostly all the free shit on Netflix.
I think Lou's describing a fever dream he wants.
No. This is a real movie.
He got bit by one of those butterflies in Australia.
Yeah, right.
Had a fever Nicolas Cage dream.
You doubt that he did that? The guy's a piece of shit.
How is he a piece of shit? Because he needs money?
Well, Chris Rock know.
Actually, the way he lost his money does make him kind of a piece of shit.
Buying stupid eggs and shit. Haunted houses.
He bought castles.
Yeah. Also haunted houses.
Fucking baller, bro. You'll never be on buying castle level, bro.
With money he didn't have. Now he's got to be in Left Behind.
Yeah. Johnny Depp had to bail him out a couple times, I think.
You wish you had Johnny Depp type friends. That's all you're hating.
Not anymore, though. What's that guy done?
Who? Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
I don't know. A million Pirates of the Caribbean
movies? Yeah, I just saw the trailer for the new one yesterday.
There's another one of them bitches?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a movie where I thought it was going to be terrible, and the first one was awesome, but at no point did I ever think they were going to make 9 of them. Like,
this makes what, 5? This is the 5th one now?
There was 3 with Bootstrap Bill or something like that, and then there was a mermaid one, and then I guess there's a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mermaid one lost me.
The first one's awesome. The rest of them are kind of
bad. Oh, the first one's actually really good.
Yeah, as I said, the first one's awesome.
Then after that, it's just like...
They follow Transformer law.
Like, I don't believe that this effeminate weirdo could accomplish anything or anyone would follow him. How did he build up this big name?
By doing that crazy shit, bro.
I just don't believe it. He's like fucking Looney Tunes.
You don't believe that's part of the movie? He's fucking Looney Tunes.
It's not the Undead Pirates.
Or the Mermaids.
It's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Or the fucking Squid Pirate. Or
like
the Viking. Or
fucking
the Kraken.
He's so... Oh, I'm telling you, he's like a fucking cartoon character. He's accidentally winning the day.
But that's the point. He is a cartoon character.
That is, that's the only charming and redeeming quality of the movie. Charming. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of special effects that mean nothing.
I want to snap his neck when I'm is on screen as the pirate.
That's the only good part of the movie is him. The rest of that movie is like, if it wasn't for Captain Jack, the rest of that movie would be fucking whack.
Yeah, right? I would love to see a showdown movie of like, Lou gets to play a pirate versus Johnny Depp. It'd be like a 12-foot height difference.
Pirate? What are you talking about? Johnny Depp would pull up to shore and Lou would be like, hey man, we have a bunch of gold here in the Aztec kingdom, bro. Like, he's like, have some blankets, matey.
Yeah, right? Montezuma's right.
Captain Jack would start hitting on me in no time. Fucking faggot.
Lou's just sitting there, fucking rip his heart out and cut his fucking head off. Kalima. Throw him down the stairs. Who is that guy yelling this?
That's just in the theater.
I would, you know, I could picture your great, 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 you know, forever ancestor man with a bone through her nose being like, cut their fucking head off. Rip her heart out. And not because they wanted to see some vile stuff like that. They were just hating.
Generations of haters. Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sacrifice him to our God!
We need strong crops this year. Fuck her!
Fuck her! What has she ever done? Her whole catalog's bullshit!
Oh, she ain't no virgin. Sacrifice her anyway!
Yep.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hate.
All right, something. All right, let's do another story. There is a British 19-year-old girl making the rounds on TV this week. She's going on Dr. Phil? Yeah, Dr. Phil later.
It sounds like you're about to drop an F-bomb on
Dr. fucking Phil.
Dr. Fuck.
But she is claiming that she is carrying the Messiah.
Oh, I think I heard about that. Hey, it's just a brain tumor, right?
No.
Some bitch. You know, this lady 2016 years ago already used that one, right?
Yeah, but she's not even pregnant. That's the funny part.
Just fat?
She's not even fat. She's just an asshole. Hmm.
Can't she get pregnant?
She put on about, I don't know, how much are kilograms in pounds?
Oh, he doesn't even know their currency. Expect him to know the metric.
If I had to guess, it'd be a good point. A kilogram? It'd be like a hundredth of a gram, right?
I don't know.
No, it's like that. 100 grams, 1,000 grams, kilo. Anyway, she put on about 10 kilograms of weight and has been telling people that she's carrying the Messiah and that she has already failed a series of pregnancy tests and been denied blood tests by doctors. So she's going on TV to get an ultrasound. She's claiming that she could feel it kicking.
I mean, why Dr. Phil, though? This sounds like a Maury situation.
This is way more
Montel, bro. What are you talking about?
That guy's selling insurance now.
Was it what was that guy? Something Bay?
Car loans.
What was that other show? It was even the something Bay. Richard Bay.
I don't know Richard Bay.
Richard Bay was like the low class Jerry Springer.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it was like him and Ricky Lake. It was the Body of Water hosts. Oh,
God.
It was a bad time for TV.
Oh, it was an amazing time for TV. The pieces of shit they had on those shows was great.
We just turned it into reality TV.
Yeah.
Reality TV's not as awesome. Reality TV is just a bunch of people acting. Oh, well, let me just tell you right real quick. They're filming a reality TV show at work, right?
At your office?
Yeah, at Cosmopolitan Magazine. And they're following these people around cameras, and I actually got to see like how that shit's filmed a little bit because I was in an elevator, and then two people who apparently, I guess, parts of the show walked into the elevator with me, and three guys with cameras and boom mics just walked in with the elevator, and I'm just standing in the elevator with these three people, and they had to like force emotion out. Like, she's like, I can't believe that they would do this, and blah 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 blah. And like, I've been in these elevators for, you know, 10 years. I've never really seen people fucking do anything in the elevators other than just be like, look at the thing and wait for their floor to go.
Yeah.
Or idle chit chat. And they're like, There's so much, they're emoting so much and all this stuff. And like, I'm just sitting there, man. I'm like involved in this sort of thing because like, they're trying to have this crazy exchange in this moment in this elevator. And I'm just sitting there, like, yeah, my floor. All right, I'll see you guys later, man.
Should have just fucking punched all the buttons and got out of there.
That might have made a more compelling plot for this dumb show. Right.
Yeah, but it was weird that the camera people were just kind of like silently just, they're right on top of him though. It was,
and then, so you're not going to be in the background of it?
I might.
Sitting awkwardly in the corner of this elevator?
Yeah.
I was just looking at him like, and I'm like dead on looking at camera like, so they're probably not going to use that.
Well, they didn't. You didn't sign a release or anything. So.
No. But
blur your face.
It's funny, if you go on the 38th floor, the south side of it is absolutely light blasted. So like you walk, the north side's regular fluorescent lighting for office building, and the south side it's just like you're like a tanning bed or something like that. Everyone is. It looks like how D was lit in the fucking that episode of Sunny. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah,
it's like super lit up.
Damn.
So you got to peek behind the curtain there.
Yeah.
All right, well, going back to our story, we got this 19-year-old girl. Here's why people are doubting her especially, because she has also falsely claimed to be an American Idol contestant, a kidney donor, and Eminem's daughter. She also told Dr. Phil she was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia when she wasn't. So this is just an attention-seeking dummy.
Right.
Well, fuck her. Next story.
Fuck her. All right, one more story to go. This is A Tale of a Hero.
Oh, thank you, Pete.
What?
Story about me, right?
He's just... Yeah.
That was a stretch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this story about the douche? Pete, read on.
A woman is accused of leading deputies on a high-speed chase through Spokane Valley, Washington, when a good-natured bystander stepped in. She was arrested and charged with stealing the vehicle, attempting to elude police, vehicle hit and run, obstruction of law, all this shit. So basically, she's on this big car chase, hits a police car, whole thing's going out of control. She crashes, gets out of the car, and starts running. As cops are chasing her, they notice another fella is also giving chase. They question this guy after they caught her, after he whipped a beer bottle at her.
Oh my God, yes.
And they were like, were you with her? And he said, no, he was not in the truck. He was crossing the street when he saw the pursuit. He saw the suspect's vehicle coming, and with the police chasing, he says, I was drunk, high on meth and weed, and had just a few smokes. I was going to handle this shit.
Damn, yo.
Took it amongst himself, whipping beers that he put in plastic bottles at the woman. Yeah, they jailed him.
Not the hero you deserve, but the hero you need, man.
Yeah.
Getting it done. Whip the beer bottle out of it. Clink.
He didn't do shit, though.
He got her, didn't he? Didn't he hit a whip?
He was whipping him. I don't think he hit her.
Oh, well, in my mind, he was cracking.
He just saw the chase and was like, I got this.
And then, you know, he hit her, and then he went up to her, gave her the finger, like, nyeh.
I just love the admission. I was drunk, high on meth and weed, and just had a few smokes. Mm-hmm. I was going to handle this shit. That's a hero for 2016, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, for sure.
That about sums up that year. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for news. I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and play some games. Hey, guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter, @PIBComics. Or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now, word from some of our friends.
Hello, I am Dino Peppers.
And I am the illustrious Boo Lamont.
How come you're illustrious now?
Because I'm awesome. I mean, if you listen to the show, you know why people listen.
Because my editing.
Absolutely.
I cut out all your racist stuff and sexist stuff and the stuff where you praise Hitler.
And then I get about 2 seconds of bollocks. Excuse me.
Highbrow entertainment.
Even the dog's starting to cry. One more? Because none of this is making any sense.
Highly recommend the show.com.
We were still recording?
Yes.
This is the worst advert.
Hey guys, Becky here. Ever notice we always use the hashtag Podern Family? Podern Family is a community of podcasts that support each other and promote each other. Here's the cool part. Now you listeners can search for hashtag Podern Family and connect to hundreds of podcasts. So many you're guaranteed to find something you like. Or if you don't want to do the searching yourself, you can follow at Podern Family on Twitter and let them retweet shows to you. So what are you waiting for? Go find some podcasts to listen to.
All right, we're back. Let's start off and do some shout-outs.
Shout-outs! That didn't sound like Stan.
It wasn't him. Instead of looking for that
Boo!
One, well, instead of looking for that one and getting made fun of, I just saw the other one.
Shout-out!
Yay!
Yeah.
That's so much better.
Right.
All right, speaking of Big Papa, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, B&B, attention deficit order, offensive line. What's up, all you guys?
Yep. Geek Dig, Clint, man, what's going on?
Yep.
Was it ADO?
Yep, we got Jay at Rockin' Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Gungo, Mike Russo.
Back in business.
Yes. And I want to remind people, check out other shows which have us on them. Shows like VG Times 3
mm-hmm.
and Getting Over in Wrestling.
Yes, yes. Where you can hear me nerd out with wrestling.
There you go.
Yes.
So, like, are you... I haven't listened, admittedly, because I know shit about wrestling right now.
Okay.
Do you really get all, like, super deep?
Yeah. I try to be funny. The other guy, you know, he's a kid that, like...
he takes it serious?
He's all serious, so, like, I try to, like, fuck with him a little bit, but it's all fun. We try to, like, book the story to WrestleMania, and it's a little fun. It's, like, a lot of fun trying to book the thing, you know? That's my favorite part.
Yeah, I gotta get up on that, but I don't know who anyone is anymore.
Yeah.
I keep meaning to watch, like, I have your WWE Network password.
You should just go back and watch some old stuff. It's really good. I like it.
Yeah,
that's honestly the best $10 you could spend as far as apps go, just because the amount of content you get for it, it's insane. You literally get anything that's ever happened in wrestling. So it's like, all right, awesome.
Yeah, but there's good TV on now, so I watch that.
Right.
So why do you both just complain about TV all the time? Like,
I don't complain. I show love.
Lou, what, if there's such good TV on, why are you complaining? Maybe you should watch wrestling.
No. I stopped watching this.
You offended him so much he Jewed out on
yeah.
you.
Oi!
Oi, what do I need? Ulcers?
Yeah. I stopped watching when I think that old bitch gave birth to the hand.
That long ago?
Like, you love that kind of shit, bro.
It was like 20 years ago.
I don't love that kind of shit.
You love that kind of shit.
I mean, that whole storyline dragged for so long. Mark Henry, sexual chocolate.
Baby.
Wait, boy, does Vince McMahon know how to get like these big names and just drive them into the
dirt?
Yeah,
but how could you mock it when it was our turn to be creative and make all those little like videos for like the segue for a Boulder Dash? You were basically sexual chocolate. You were like, oh yeah, go.
That's true. You did everything sort of knocking up.
That wasn't sexual chocolate.
You're right. It was a rip. I was going sexual chocolate.
That was a ripoff of like famous R&B singers, not some dick who had a gimmick where he was fucking old ladies.
Funny enough, you can't name those R&B singers, but you could definitely name Mark Henry.
I could say, like, Isaac Hayes or something.
Loose,
you know?
Complexion, like, is more of a sexual peanut butter.
Okay, I'll take
sexual
that.
Sexual caramel.
There you go.
Caramel is definitely sexier than peanut butter.
Sexual butterscotch.
Sure. Is it?
Yeah.
Caramel is more sexual than peanut butter?
Fuck yeah.
It's got nut in it.
Actually, when you put them together, they make a delicious treat.
Peanut caramel.
Mm.
It's like a... like a caramello thing.
Mm. Okay.
Going in dry.
That was amazing.
Yeah, but amazing. You ripped off Mark Henry. That was the whole thing.
That wasn't ripping off Mark Henry, man.
Ripping off his vibe.
Come on, man.
His
not his vibe.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't even his you vibe. Were a Vince McMahon gave him that.
Actually, that's how you know Vince McMahon is racist. Whenever he has like a heavy set black guy and he doesn't know what to do with him, yeah. He just makes him into a sex machine.
That's every
a sex machine, or he puts him in like a fucking like a tribal hat.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, put a bone through his fucking nose.
You're Papa Shango now,
right?
To be fair, that's just if you're just abnormally large and you wouldn't think you'd get any. He made the Great Khali same thing. He's like, he's sexual.
Oh, he gave him that yeah. gimmick.
Also, within this last calendar year, he told Roman Reigns, who's Samoan, he's like, you're two generations removed from having a bone in your nose.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, McMahon! Telling it like it is.
Oh, man.
Man, he gets
he believes it. That was not scripted.
Yeah,
that was off the cuff.
People in the back were like, holy shit! Right. Well, what can we say? Like, you know, it's the boss.
Yeah. Wrestlers.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, Coca-Cola. It's good to have you.
That's why they started their own network.
Yeah, that's why they got Mountain Dew now. It's more the white people drink.
Yeah, right. That's mountain folk drink. Mm-hmm. Also, just want to remind people, RadioVegas.rocks, IRN, Internet Radio Network. We're also there. And let's play some games.
Okay. What are you playing here?
What do you want to play?
I don't know, Pete. Give me choices.
Let's do same things we do every week, Brian.
All right, Pinky.
Try to take over the world. Let's do laws.
Painted black as Wonder Sex is getting spear.
I see Lou's face. He's like, make it longer.
Yeah. In his eyes. Make it longer. Well, make it angrier.
Now that my grandfather's dead, I have time, so we'll go. We'll do it.
And winner of the most depressing sentence of the night.
I said it with a smile.
He was looking for the silver lining.
Yeah. I know, but it was like, aww.
Now that my grandfather has passed, I have more time. Unlike him.
Ouch. All right. So this is a game where I give you a law, and you tell me if this is an actual law or just something I made up. Mm-hmm. First law starts us off in Kentucky. In Kentucky, it is illegal.
To not use 12 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
You're put to death if you expose the Colonel's secret recipe.
I kill you.
In Kentucky, it is illegal for supermarkets to sell cereals that have marshmallows or other elevated sugar content on Sundays.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. Tell, well, I know. They're probably boring out there, right? They probably
the way I think about it, all right, Kentucky is just like silly with chicken. It's overrun with chicken. No.
It's silly with fried chicken.
I would say they're just like... You know,
they're slaughtering chicken wholesale.
Chicken everywhere. If they have chicken, they've got waffles. If they've got waffles, you've got syrup.
If you have syrup, you have sugar.
Yes.
And then if you have sugar, you have children's breakfast cereal.
Right.
The Da Vinci Code. So I'm gonna have to agree with Lou. They have chickens. They have.
It's the Illuminati.
Right. Somewhere Colonel Sanders is banging his fist on his table. Figueroa!
They're on to us. Shred the documents.
Burn the chickens. Get rid of the evidence. Go out and shoot the cows. You see an empty farm with all murdered livestock.
They just wipe Kentucky off the map.
Right, it's all they are.
So what do you guys think?
It's got to be a fake.
This is a bluegrass state, man. So, I mean, they're wacky, right? So they got a wacky cereal. So, yeah, this is fake.
All right, you're going false?
Mm-hmm.
Baltius?
Oh, yeah.
False is correct.
Da Vinci Code, bro. Mm-hmm.
Follow the clues.
Right.
All right, next
one.
You
fold a dollar bill up.
It's just a chicken with its head cut off. In Arizona, it is illegal to put sneakers on a dog.
No, because you want to know why? There, it's a desert, man. I bet you that asphalt gets insanely hot, so people probably put sneakers on their dogs for them not to have their fucking paws melt to the sidewalk.
Mm.
So I bet you that dog shoes are a common thing there.
Dog shoes?
Yeah, like, bro, if I want to walk my dog and have him come back with four paws, he needs shoes. Right.
Dog shoes and kitten mittens.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona. I don't know. Dog shoes. I don't really know shit about Arizona except half tea, half lemonade.
All Shaq's over.
Yeah, right.
Technically, that's an Arnold Palmer. Arizona's is the company that brews it.
Look, don't ruin his illusions.
Yeah, yeah.
The man has ideas.
Huh. I don't know. What? I don't know.
Da Vinci Code this one.
All right. did Spud McKenzie wear shoes? Cause
no, I don't think so.
That's St. Louis, though. That's Budweiser.
Yeah, but they got to drink Bud in Arizona. They're thirsty people. They're thirsty people.
There's probably some local light brewery. And that's
beer with drinkability.
Bud?
Isn't that in their ad?
It's America's beer.
Those are the only beers that are like, they advertise that it's like cold as the Rockies.
That's Coors.
Really? Yeah. Like the drinkability factor.
I think you're confusing many commercials now.
No, it's all that light beer shit.
Oh, all right. Yeah, light beer. Yeah, man, that light beer got so gross that I just quit drinking altogether, bro.
that was the nail in the coffin.
Bro, I'm drinking way too much of this garbage. It's killing me.
Fucking seltzer is like the same thing, but it doesn't make you dizzy.
No, I guess seltzer doesn't have a shitty taste to it. It's just plain. It's like bubbly water.
Yeah, if you're in the mood for bubbles, there are better ways to go. Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me get some clarification. It just says shoes.
Put sneakers on a dog.
Oh, so these could be human sneakers.
Yeah. But I'm sure that before puppy sneakers, I'm sure there was human sneakers put on dogs and being like, this would be a great idea.
I think this is true because some dick just put like some size 11 tennis shoes on a Great Dane or
something. And what? Everyone was like, I don't want to look at this adorable puppy with sneakers on that he's walking all funny? No. Come on. Yeah. False.
I think it's got to be true.
All right, so we got a true and a false.
Yeah.
This law is false.
Come on, Arizona. Dogs walking in sneakers is basically Facebook, bro. Like,
yeah. Lou really struggled on that one. Like,
well, Arizona, get your shit together. I mean,
you gotta make that illegal, bro. Pause out for Harambe.
Vote Prop 6. No shoes on dogs. Next one. In California, it is illegal to wipe down one's own car with a pair of used underwear.
This is gotta be true. Just because that's just gross, bro. unless you a hot bitch.
Then it's just
sexy.
Then it's just sexy.
Yeah, but the we wouldn't call girls' underwear. We'd be like, yo, I'm in some thongs or like some panties or something like that. It'd be different. It'd be worded different, I think. That's why they specifically said underwear. Because even if a girl took her fucking like period underwear, that'd be no good either. We'd have to get rid of that.
So you're just extending the word underwear to mean like briefs.
Granny panties and briefs.
Gotcha.
None of those.
Mm-mm. Something fugly. Mm-hmm. All right, Brian's going true.
Yeah.
What say you, Lou?
I think I got to go true just because California's trying to exterminate the homeless.
Exterminate the homeless?
Technically, you don't have a car, if you have a car, you're not homeless. You live in a car. Above the homeless.
But the homeless are the people wiping down the cars with underwears.
I think if you live in a car,
they bum rush your car.
Literally. Stop it. Yeah. Is that where that saying came from?
Probably.
You stop getting bum rushed. Yeah. Don't fucking wash my window.
Yeah.
Da Vinci coded.
Oh my god! I might have to switch my. I'm going with Lou.
I went true though.
Yeah, you both said the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm switching it to why though? Because you might get bum rushed.
All right, this law is true.
Bum, son.
So I had different logic. My bad. You were right. You had a boy getting bum rushed.
Next law. In Indiana, it is illegal to bathe in the wintertime.
Oh.
I think it's just unwanted.
No. This is false. You, wash yourself. Ain't nobody's trying to deal with
no extended logic here. Just don't be gross.
And they're in a cold place, too. Right? Indiana's like, they got a long winter, right? I'm assuming, right?
I don't know anything about the state.
Abraham Lincoln's from there. He got a big beard.
Yeah, but like...
Well, he only under Illinois. I don't know.
He had like the... Yeah, I think he was on
whatever. Some ice.
And he just had a neck beard.
Well, just you neck? Don't know. I'm like, because he never took off the hat.
It's true.
Is there a beard on your fucking forehead, though? Like,
it might have been all one piece.
Like this?
Yeah, just a solid... Yeah.
All right.
Like a mane.
Just a ton of hair under there. That's why he had a fucking giant hat. No one else wore those.
That was the hat of the time, I thought, right?
Steve, no, he was the only one.
No, didn't you see Gangs of New York? They were all wearing it.
Yeah. Butcher Bill?
Mm-hmm.
His wasn't.
Any dandy was wearing
his
it.
His wasn't Lincoln tall, though.
No, it wasn't.
He wasn't president.
He wasn't. That's a president hat, son.
That's a royal hat.
You got to see the Pope's hair under that thing.
Yeah, why do you think the Pope wears such a bonkers hat? Because he's the leader of the church, man.
He's got a mohawk under there.
Straight up cross.
Yeah.
The fro.
Takes him a long time to get ready in the morning.
It's worth it.
Gets him closer to God.
Yeah. God's on my mind.
How impressive would it be if he just took off his hat? It was just a big
fucking Pope is bitching, bro.
This Pope's committed. What are we thinking? Brian says
this
false.
Is just bathing. Doesn't say anything else.
It's illegal to bathe in the wintertime.
No. This has got to be false. I thought it was like bathing outdoors or something.
So you're going false?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two falses. This law, true.
Fucking no way. It's a stink state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid it.
Yeah, you follow half these laws, and most of these states are the stink states.
It's illegal to shower in the winter. Isn't like a kooky law, bro. That is unsanitary law.
And you got to think, like, these people, after having not bathed all winter, they're not just going to pick it up again in the spring.
I definitely pick it up. I like, can't wait.
It's like, you would just break the law.
It's a state holiday.
I would.
You would just break the law. Yeah. Like, these people would just be like, meh, what's another season?
Brian, got a good stink going.
Right.
Damn, Brian's bathing again, man. I'm an outlaw, baby.
Right. All right, next one. In Pennsylvania, it is illegal to eat pancakes out of a brown paper bag.
Those sounds like suspect pancakes to me.
It's probably suspect pancakes.
Yeah. Pancakes coming out of brown paper bags don't sound... This is true.
This is true?
Yeah.
Lou?
Oh, man. I was going to say it's true. But because Pennsylvania is silly with scissorp. Just a rash of scissors flooding the streets.
I want to read whatever news sources you read.
I want to say nay. I want to say they are not flooded with scissorp.
And what does that have to do with pancakes?
Yeah, that's cough syrup or something.
That's like, cough syrup.
Cough syrup and like Faygo.
Yeah. You don't think that people? You don't think that people with pancakes in a brown bag aren't going to put some scissorp on it?
Just pour in your drink.
Yo, funny enough, I was watching Vice. And the first time since ICP I saw Faygo was this whole thing on people drinking scissorp. And they preferred Faygo because of the bonkers flavors and it was cheap as shit.
Ugh.
What's with Faygo?
It's just like a cheap cola.
It's like RC cola. Yeah, with flavors.
Who named that?
It is a company. It's probably an acronym of the two people who made the soda.
Yeah.
Because like, when I think of Faygo, I think like somebody, they stumbled on whether they were going to say gay or faggot and they just combined the two.
That's like just a horrible slur.
Yeah.
That's like Chimo and Faygo.
Yeah, check out that Faygo.
Yeah. Like he couldn't decide.
Look at this Prince Faygo. Faygo.
Yeah, that mincing little Faygo over there.
Let's give that Faygo. Let's give that Faygo a good beating.
So I would not drink a drink called Faygo.
I can never look at that word again without thinking of hate.
You drink a drink called Arnold Palmer, and that's just a guy's name.
Yeah, but it's not
you're
like.
Sipping him up like.
Just like that.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not Woody Allen. I wouldn't touch that.
He's a god. I wouldn't touch it either. He'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like some guys' name, they represent quality. And others, like Shaq, and you know, I don't touch that. It's all about whose name is on it.
Well, George Lucas. If it's like a 50-50 type thing.
George Lucas?
Yeah.
It probably starts off good and just bad aftertaste.
It's like 50% Dom Perignon, 50% vinegar.
No, it'd be like the first one you had was amazing. The second one you had was amazing. The third one even. But that fourth one was like, ew.
Yeah.
But it comes back around. That seventh one was all right.
Yeah, but he stopped making it.
Yeah, and he sold the company.
I'll have a good J.J. Abrams. All right, so where did we leave off?
I think
silly was true. Scissorp.
Oh yeah, pancakes.
Yeah.
Brian said this was a true law, and Lou.
I said true pancakes and scissorp.
No man,
your thinking's flawed, and your answer is wrong. This is a false law.
But it made perfect sense
to you.
The listeners will back me up.
No, they won't.
They will.
Nope.
All right.
Next law. In New Mexico, it is forbidden for a female to appear unshaven in public.
That should be a law. I'm not going to explain it. That should be a law.
So you're going true?
Mm-hmm. Keep your shit manicured, bitches.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. Landing strip, the Hitler, the
mold. Hitler.
Yeah. Well, what would you call that? The little nub?
I don't know. What do you call that?
It's a Hitler stash for pussies.
It's just a little patch.
Little patch of Hitler, bro. That's it's a fascist.
I don't want to associate my favorite things with Hitler.
No, just fucking all you gotta do is go up in there like it was Hitler's house and knock those doors down, bro. Like America did in 1944.
Get in there like you're looking for Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm. Fucking storm that pussy like D-Day. Invade that shit, son. See, now you got a tight little boner.
There you go.
Let's go.
I'm sold. Yeah.
I'm going to ask my girlfriend to give the little Hitler.
The little Hitler.
Is New Mexico the place with the bunny ranch?
No, New Mexico is the Breaking Bad state.
Wow. My whole thinking was Bunny Ranch related.
That's Las Vegas, my friend.
Yeah.
Nevada Desert.
The shirt that you're wearing, the Bone Blizzard shirt, they're from there.
It has the skyline of the city
yes.
on your shirt.
You're wearing the shirt of Las Vegas, in fact.
I mean, the Bunny Ranch is not the shirt.
Should be.
In fact, it says Las Vegas on your shirt.
It does.
On that, I know that they're from Las Vegas.
That's iconic not, Las Vegas sign.
I don't think you do. No.
I don't know. I got to agree with him. It should be a law.
So you're going to go true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This law? True.
There good place go. To live, bro.
Yeah.
Good place. Their pussy practices are...
Well, I think this goes for everything. Keep your legs clean.
Without saying, I thought that was like an understood yeah. thing.
Have your eyebrows manicured.
Absolutely.
Don't want that stash.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. No, women with lip stash is no good.
That's a freaky look.
Don't like it, and I'm not about it.
No, the two things freak me out. Women with stash and women who have thinning hair.
I thought you were going to say like razor burn.
That happens.
Okay, let's say if Trump gave you the stance where he wanted to make all women better looking instead of build that wall.
I think that's part of his thing.
So why wouldn't you vote for that guy? Just like, you just general happier vibe, bro. He's like, man, everyone's so good looking.
Again, that's not he's never going to be able to deliver.
Yeah, his whole thing is saying something wacky. You're saying
we're too ugly?
No, I'm saying...
I don't want the purge of ugly people.
Yeah.
I feel real bad about that, Brian.
Why? You always say how handsome you are.
Let me exist in my own little bubble then. Bring everyone else up to my level.
Yeah, you'd be ugly then.
Yeah. I'm a small town good, you know? I don't cut it in the big city.
It's like you're good looking if you're not trying to reach for the stars.
Exactly.
Right,
I ain't bringing all that.
Pete's Florida hot.
I'm a Walmart 10, son.
Right. You go to California. He's a dud.
I'm a 2.
Suffolk County good looking.
That'll be the name of my memoir. Mm-hmm. All right, next one. In Minnesota, it is illegal to keep and train skunks with malicious intent.
In California?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota? You know what? That's got to be something. Yeah, they probably use animals for warfare there. Sure. they're probably dealing with Wisconsin and all their fucking cows. So, yeah. Like, yeah.
They have the Minion Law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got... You know what? I say this is true. They've used skunks before for vile deeds.
Okay. Brian's going true?
I mean, I gotta say true. If ever there was a state that had a skunk army, it'd be Minnesota.
I just keep thinking of that movie Dirty Work.
Oh my god. That was the guy from Howard Stern, right? And
it had Artie Lang.
Artie Lang and Norm Macdonald.
But the Chris Farley character. He had his nose bitten off by a Saigon whore.
Oh my god, yes.
And he's releasing the skunks. He's like, in the land of the skunks, the man with no nose is king. All right, so you're both going true?
Mm-hmm.
This law is false.
Minnesota, get your skunk game up.
So I mean...
Skunk armies are perfectly legal in Minnesota.
Right. Watch out.
All right.
Final law. In Alabama, bear wrestling matches are legally prohibited.
So
they're illegal?
They're prohibited, yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's false. They're bear matches?
Bear fights, yes.
Bear fights are Saturday nights.
Yeah, it's Alabama.
I mean, if you ever want to go and see two guys on Angel Dust versus a bear with an adrenaline shot, Alabama's your place, bro.
Right. Alabama Bear Brawl.
To make it even though the two guys on Angel Dust get machetes and the bear with that shot of adrenaline, he just gets his bareness. And honestly, it's a fantastic fight. Win, lose, or draw, the bear gets slaughtered at the end because you can't have an adrenaline bear just be, you know.
And once then, he gets the taste for human blood, like,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, it's just random.
There's no going back.
And then they all eat the bear.
Yo, would you
to transfer its spirit.
Would you find bullfighting more exciting if, like, the bull, if it won, it got to go on? Like, oh, El Toro, he killed 3 matadors.
If
El Ultimo Toro.
And like
just gladiator style, where they just let it go free afterwards.
And they throw roses at the bull. They throw roses at the bull and stuff. Like, the bull is the sight. They're like, oh my god, El Toro, bro.
I imagine it would look like that bull from the Bugs Bunny cartoons, too, like with the square jaw.
Oh my god, yeah, like, for sure. Just absolutely perfect. Just jacked up and fucking square jaw, big nose ring.
Luchador mask.
Yes. Yes, Luchador mask. But I feel that the sport would be better if either side could win. Because if
win, I agree. I mean, let's be fair.
Win, lose, or draw, that bull dies. Like, yeah. They kill it. Like, so
it's a shitty sport.
Yeah.
Sport in quotes.
They should take away the sword from the guy.
Give him nucks.
Yeah, knuckle dusters.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you meant nunchucks.
No, I'm talking brass nucks.
Come on, knuckle dusters. A guy with knuckle dusters dressed like a fucking faggot versus...
with his dumb little hat.
Yeah, with the versus a bull just all jacked up, ready to go. Come on.
How about, like, to really make it interesting, like, give him a pair of, like, a moon shoes or something.
Interesting.
They can just do, like, a flip over the bull.
I think every bullfighter should have their own gimmick. So you want to do moon shoes?
Yeah. So he'd do, like, a flip, and then as he's upside down, just punching the shit out of his bull.
It's just Vega from Street Fighter.
Right. Yeah, exactly that.
I mean... Have you ever seen moon shoes, though? You don't jump that high, bro. No, it's like a hop more than anything.
Like, you just struggle to walk in moon shoes.
Well, those were kids. I mean, you give them a full-grown adult. Sky's limit.
There's nothing much to those things, bro. It was like cargo net and fucking, I don't know, two empty trays or something. Like, it was a stupid thing.
Yeah, I don't know, like super big stilts or something.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about getting hurt.
Yeah.
Fight a bull with stilts.
That's a hard fall.
You're doing like a 380, 360. Like.
Well, at least there's a chance the guy could just get impaled.
I like the nunchuck idea better.
Right, because at least it's not skewering a fucking
like, you're not going to really do a lot of damage to a bull with nunchucks.
He'll get angry, though.
You'll piss it off.
Yeah. I say you armor out the entire front of the bull and give it, like, razor blades on the front, but the guy gets, like, there's weapons all over the place. It's like a chainsaw, like, hatchets, maybe even, like a real hard place to get. It's just an absolute sawed-off shotgun.
Okay.
Now we're talking. And the guy's on a bungee cord.
Well, if Trump wins and we do end up with Thunderdome, let's do it!
That would revolutionize sports.
No pun intended, but grab this bull by the horns and get this thing going.
Fuck fantasy football. That's just pussies, bro. You see this bullfighting, dude? Sawed off shotguns and chainsaws.
I like it.
What was this rule?
No, you know, I'm still in. Right. Do full Thunderdome where you have the rubber band in the cage and you can just kind of bounce around and grab weapons.
Have two. You know what? Even better. The bull is just there. Two guys fighting.
With the bull just rampaging?
Maybe many bulls.
Mini bulls?
Miniature bulls?
No, many bulls.
Many bulls. Okay. Like, I was like, I don't know if there are many bulls.
Right, this guy's talking about genetics over here. Genetically engineering tiny bulls.
They need to Goomba stomp.
Fuck up your shins.
No, but then, okay, I'm cool with that, but they got to be midgets that be fighting in the arena, then everything's just awesome.
All right.
All right, let's get back to the law.
All right. Alabama bear fights.
It's against the law for bears.
100% legal. So this is false.
Okay, you're going true. You're going, this is legal.
Yes.
Luke?
I think this is illegal, but they definitely do it.
Oh, it's underground, you think?
Yeah. Hmm. They pass out like these little flyers on the sly. Let's say like the slammer in Bama.
Bro, I want to say that nothing done in Alabama is slick.
That goes without saying. It's just a tub of whiskey or wine.
Nothing in Alabama begins without the General Lee horn going off first.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely takes place in a barn.
Oh, yeah. Or an open field.
Well, you work with what you got, you know.
Yeah. Open field with crosses burning. That's the arena.
All right, so Lou's got a true, Brian's got a false. This law is true.
So at least you know it happened.
Yeah.
You know it happened at least once.
Yeah.
It's still going on, I bet.
Every night.
But right now, I bet you a man is getting clubbed in the head with a big old bear paw.
Two men enter. One man leave.
Yeah.
All right. The bear is on the bungee cord, too. It's like. What they do is they don't feed it for a week, and then they hit it with an adrenaline shot right in the heart, and then they fucking send the bear out.
How interesting do you think it would be if, like, they muzzle it and then they put, like, big old boxing gloves on it?
It would get funny.
So the dude wouldn't get, like, bit or clawed up, but before it'd get fucked up.
They would take his head off. Just a solid haymaker.
I think that you're really nerfing the bear at that point. I would rather see the bear be savage than...
But the bear goes up against some dude who's, like, the size of, like, you know, Holyfield or something.
I want to agitate the bear to the point of the bear being the most vicious thing in the world. I want you to Clockwork Orange this bear for like a week and not feed it and then hit it with a shot of adrenaline and throw it out there. It's just like, gets up on two legs and sprints right at the guy.
All right, let's play another game.
All right, what game?
Let's do the stand game.
Oh, what's that called again?
It's whatever, if anything. I thought you guys can make something out of it. Call it what you want if you guys like a game.
Cool.
I'm getting good at that.
Yeah, I don't like a stand.
Practice makes perfect.
Lou's bad at this. Mm-hmm. Actually, you did good last week.
Did all right.
All right, this is a game where I read you a description of a movie, and you tell me what the movie is. First round. An old man collects special youngsters, dresses them in
X-Men.
Yes. Dresses them in skin-tight clothes and performs special tasks to fulfill his hopes and dreams.
Could have been a Woody Allen movie, though.
Mm. With youngster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in spandex and his hopes and dreams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, Woody Allen's basement.
Right? I want to pound that pussy.
Is that a Woody Allen?
I don't know.
That was a little. I don't know what that.
I don't know. It was no good. Can you do a real good Jew? Like,
nah.
Right,
he's like, oi, like,
oi,
oi. I do like the Jerky Boys guy.
Yeah,
you know.
What was it? A hot poker's up my ass.
Ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
A man goes to a hotel and writes the worst novel ever.
I don't know, Ed Wood?
No.
Ed Wood was a bad director, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but he was the worst.
Man, yeah, but he wrote a terrible movie. Oh. A man goes to a hotel and writes the worst novel ever.
The Shining?
The Shining.
All right. Oh, I forgot about the...
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Well, the worst novel ever, like... Well, obviously, what I was just like, okay, he wrote a novel, but like, all right, I got it.
A man's midlife crisis endangers his family and an entire city.
Endangers his entire family and an entire city. Yeah.
A man's midlife crisis endangers his family and an entire city. Lou's just grimacing. Might just be gas. I can't tell. Giving up?
Yeah, I think so.
No guesses?
If I had a guess, was that Kevin Spacey movie. Am I right?
American Beauty?
Yeah.
No.
The movie is? The entire city. I don't know. Fucking Iron Man.
You're closer to the mark. The movie is The Incredibles.
Oh.
Oh, that movie was a piece of shit.
I love that movie.
It's fucking boring.
Fucking great movie.
Bored out of my fucking mind.
Rip his fucking heart out!
All right, next one. Everyone is relieved when a computer figures out that tic-tac-toe sucks.
Oh, well, the War Games.
War Games is correct. Good one. I thought that was going to be the one that tripped people up. A toxic containment breach at a power plant causes chaos in a sheltered society.
I don't know. Toxic Avenger?
Was that the Hills Have Eyes?
Nope. A toxic containment breach at a power plant causes chaos in a sheltered society.
Batman?
Nope, not Batman.
In a sheltered society? I don't know.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh. These Disney ones.
These,
I'm just not getting...
I may have to not do as
Monsters,
many Disney's.
Inc. Wasn't that just about opening doors and scaring kids?
It was a power plant, and the kid got through it, and they thought the kid was toxic, and it caused a panic.
Okay.
I was like RoboCop, like that guy got hit with toxic waste. And there was like Toxic Avenger be my third guess, and then I didn't know.
All right, let's see if you guys this one. A town official leaves his jurisdiction and nearly destroys a good man's reputation. This is a hard one.
Sounds boring.
I'll give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
It has songs.
Ugh. Les Miserables, I don't know.
A
town official leaves his jurisdiction and nearly destroys a good man's reputation.
I don't know.
That is A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Again, with the kids' movies.
We are steering away from animated. It's coming. Coming up. This round's been animated heavy. I didn't realize when I was compiling this. All right, next round. Mm-hmm. Four friends learn to appreciate cultural differences and anal sex.
Mallrats?
Not Mallrats. Mm. Four friends learn to appreciate cultural differences and anal sex.
Definitely, it's not the Ninja Turtles.
I don't remember a lot of butt stuff in that.
Bro, it's Finding Nemo.
But, I mean, Michelangelo was like really on April in that newer movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's up that booty.
Yeah. Cowabunga.
Right.
Turtle wax it up.
You have to mimic the thumbing it in.
I love being a turtle.
That's how he blew his load. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Give up.
Yeah.
This movie is Deliverance. Ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. Squeal like a pig.
Yep. That's a fucked up movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got two more. Next one. For some reason, no one is terrified that elephants have gained the ability to fly.
Dumbo.
Brian got it first.
Oh. The only flying elephant I know.
Yeah. Right.
Because they dropped him in one movie, but, you know, he didn't fly.
Right. Ready for the last one?
Mm-hmm.
A sports star engages in a delusional fantasy involving talking animals.
Space Jam. Was it delusional, though?
Yosemite Sam's not an animal.
Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck are. And that weirdly oversexed Lola Bunny.
Lola was definitely...
sexy.
Definitely bro. Trying to be the next...
It's a little creepy. I was wondering why they went like hypersexual with the girl bunny.
They wanted another Jessica Rabbit, you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
They should sort of draw Jessica Rabbit, though, yeah.
It's funny how like that has not been overtaken by another character.
And knowing Michael Jordan now, he wouldn't have had to been coerced to play. He'd be like, damn, all right.
Yeah, right.
Fuck Miss Jordan. I'll play for your team.
All right.
So where do we stand on...
You're the guy keeping score. I don't know.
No, I mean like...
Oh, we're at an hour and a half. All so right. We'll, you can do one more thing. We'll finish up.
Let's do... you want to do one or two quick impressions?
Sure.
Okay. These are my impressions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to give you a person to imitate and a line to say.
Okay.
And you're going to do your best job. Let's see. Let's start with Dracula.
Okay.
And he's going to say, all your base are belong to us.
All your what?
All your base are belong to us.
Like that Japanese shit.
I was going to give a bonus point if everybody knew what game that was from, but nobody's going to know that shit.
No, I'm not going
to
know.
All your base belongs to us. Ah.
Not bad.
I made a little count with it. A
little count.
That's a My Dracula.
I clear the pipes. All right. Blah, all your base are belong to us.
Blah. Something wrong with Dracula.
That's what I was looking for, the blah.
Yeah.
Blah. All
right. Let's do Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, all right.
He just got a Nobel Prize that he was very ungrateful for, but I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. Let's have him say, you want to get nuts? Okay, let's get nuts.
You want to get nuts? Okay, let's get nuts. I don't know. I can't do Bob Dylan. Not my strong suit.
All right.
I don't know what you were doing. Yeah. That's why I like this. I see why you like this game now.
Let's get nuts. Yeah. It's like a Al Capone and Bob Dylan.
Was it?
No.
Yeah. No. That was like Cartman, like, yeah.
My balls will not go unsuck out, man.
I don't know. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I don't know.
It's closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blah. At least I know. That just confirmed that Lou knows who Bob Dylan actually is.
I do. I don't like that nigga either.
You want to do one more?
Fucking cut his head off!
Exactly. Kill him!
Blood sacrifice!
We'll do one more.
All right.
All right, a little different. Aziz Ansari.
oh my god, the guy's just a fucking regular guy.
He's got that squeaky.
He's got kind of
ass,
a nasally kind of nasally. Thing going on.
All right,
and definitely a speech pattern.
What are we saying?
Let's do. Thank you, Mario, but our princess is in another castle.
All right. Thank you, Mario, but our princess is in another castle.
See, I got that. I heard that one.
It's just the inflection more than the.
It's a lot of.
You had that energy. Aziz energy, yeah, I liked it.
So I was Googling myself, and
yeah, just mentioned like Twitter,
social media,
Instagram.
What was it?
Aziz Ansari saying, "Thank you, Mario, but our princess is in another castle."
All right. Thank you, Mario, but our princess is in another castle.
Went a little peewee on that one.
Yeah,
but not bad.
I didn't want to go. Loud as he is, just kind of like quieter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up here. Let me tally up these points, figure out who won. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Aziz is a funny dude.
Blah. I like Aziz. I saw him last year at the Jones Beach Festival. I forget what it was called, but yeah, he was a lot of fun. I seen him a couple times actually. Saw him at Carnegie Hall.
He's got a bunch of specials on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I like him. I just saw Hannibal Buress, man. He was hilarious. Best I've ever seen.
Where did you see Hannibal Buress?
At Apollo Theater.
Really?
You know who came in out of nowhere? Chris Rock.
For real?
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
I love Hannibal.
Yeah, he was honestly one of the funniest acts I've ever seen in my life, man. Like he did this whole bit about like at his funeral, he's just going to have clips playing of him being like, "Hey, I'm Hannibal Buress, man. I'm dead, man. And someday you will be too." Like, he's like, I'm not going to go out like a dummy.
All right. Results for tonight. Mm-hmm. 14-16. Lou gets it.
Woo. Lou wins.
Lou gives him that belt. There you go.
A-ding.
Raise it proud. So, of course, at the end, Lou's going to get 20 seconds to say whatever he wants. And as for us, we're done here. So follow us on Twitter at PAB Comics, like us on Facebook, write a review, rate us on iTunes, all the fun stuff, and check out our other shows once again, Getting Over in Wrestling, VG Times 3, and we're calling it a night. Lou, you all ready?
Yeah.
Brian?
Oh, yeah. Bringing that sexual talk to the energy. Nah, fuck that shit. Fuck that. Fuck Nicolas Cage. I hate you, nigga. You're the worst. Fucking die already. You and your eggs. Hope you're choking them.
Gun this fucking hand off.
Right. You fucking ruined Gone in 60 seconds.
Close the door behind you. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes, you're a